We come to a new section now, verses 26 to 40. We are brought into another part of the ministry of Philip. That in Samaria doesn't sound too good, does it? But the gospel went there, and many believed. There were many genuine believers. But this was given to show that evil was coming into the church. And in contrast to Simon the sorcerer, we are going to see this man Philip go down and lead an Ethiopian eunuch to Christ, and he was genuine. But notice verse 26, "And the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert." Now, this area of Samaria is really north of Jerusalem, and now he's told to go way down south, by the way, and Gaza, it's over along the Mediterranean, and this was the normal route back down into Egypt and Ethiopia. And so he's on the way home, and he's been to Jerusalem. And Philip is to go down there now, having spoken to the multitudes in Samaria. He sent down to a desert, and when he was sent there, there was nobody there. But when he got there, here comes the Ethiopian eunuch, and he's to witness to him. Now we come to where Philip has been called to leave this great moving of the Spirit of God in Samaria and to go south down into a place called Gaza. And it's a desert. And when he went down, there was no one there. And we are told he arose and went. I'm reading verse 27 now, chapter 8. "And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasurer and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet." Now we have recorded here in the next two or three chapters the three remarkable instances of conversion. And I think that these are three that have been lifted out, given to us particularly for a lesson. We have here in chapter 8 the conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch, a son of Ham. We have in chapter 9 the conversion of Saul of Tarsus, a son of Shem. In chapter 10, we have the conversion of Cornelius, a Roman centurion, a son of Japheth. And you'll recall that the human family was divided into these three different areas, not only ethnological but geographical, after the flood. These were sons of Noah, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Now the gospel reaches out to representatives of these three divisions of the human family. And also, you will notice that in a conversion that there are brought in three factors, and they must be brought into focus before there can be a conversion. And all three are evident in these representative conversions. First of all, the Holy Spirit must lead. Now, the Holy Spirit had taken this man Philip up into Samaria, and there was a great moving of the Spirit of God. And then the Spirit of God moved him down to Gaza. And again, you see a moving of the Spirit of God in the life of this Ethiopian eunuch. Now, that is something that's essential, is the leading of the Spirit of God. I'm afraid that today there's a great deal of personal work that is done not just in a haphazard manner, but is done without the leading of the Spirit of God. I believe that we ought to make it a matter of definite prayer before we talk to anyone. Talk to the Lord before you talk to an individual about the Lord. You can always talk to the Lord about the individual and get the leading of God before you move. Somebody says, "I want the Spirit to lead me." Well, may I say to you, what we need is for the Spirit to go ahead and to call us up where He is, by the way. And we want to be where the Spirit of God is moving. That's the first thing that is essential in a conversion. And you find it here in the conversion of this Ethiopian eunuch. The Spirit of God led Philip down there. The Spirit of God will lead him. And watch that in all three of these. Then you must have the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And that is always essential. And the Holy Spirit will always take the things of Christ and reveal them unto an individual. And it's the Spirit of God using the Word of God. But wait just a minute. There has to be a human instrument. There must be the man of God. And when the man of God takes the Word of God directed by the Spirit of God, there generally comes into existence a son of God, one that is born again. And therefore you have here the record of the conversion of this Ethiopian eunuch now, and I want you to notice that today in particular. We read here that this man of Ethiopia, he had charge of all her treasure. Now, he was her secretary of the treasury. He was an official, a very high official in that day. And this man was a man that was not traveling alone. He had with him, evidently at this time, a great retinue of servants and of minor officials with him. And he wasn't sitting up in the chariot, holding the reins with one hand and a book in the other hand. Believe me, that's like a driver in Los Angeles. But this man is sitting back in the chariot, and there's a parasol over him, and he has a chauffeur, and he's riding in style, friends. This man is not like the little card that we were given in Sunday school. That just doesn't quite represent what took place here. We're told he's a man of Ethiopia. He was her secretary of treasure. And he had come up to Jerusalem to worship. Now, he was a proselyte, but he was returning and sitting in his chariot. He read Isaiah the prophet. Now, what we have here is this man who's been to the center of religion, the capital of all religion, a God-given religion, and he's leaving, and he's in the dark. He's reading Isaiah, but he doesn't know what he reads.